The last thing you put on the bed, the fancy cover, is called the
spread. Or the coverlet. Some people say coverlet. I say spread.
What about something women used to make?
You mean the quilt?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, they don't. Some people use a quilt like a coverlet and put a quilt it and then make a coverlet out of it by putting a waffle on it or something, but I wouldn't call that the top thing, unless it was made into one.
Did you ever make quilts?
Yes, I made one for my daughter and one for my son, and never did get them quilted. I can't quilt.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on
a pillow.
What would you call something about twice as long as a pillow? Did you ever see
that? We used to have bolsters and pillows on top. My mother's bed had a long bolster, and then she had pillows, great big square pillows, all fancy on top.
How you say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went
all the way across.
Did you ever say it went plumb across or slam across or clean across?
That was mostly boys' way of talking.
What would they say?
Well, they might say, like you said, clean across or all the way. I don't know. Kids might say that, but grown people don't.
Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
You could, if you had, you could make a pallet on the floor. Sometimes they had two mattresses on the beds and they...
Mm-hmm.
Take a mattress off and put it on the floor and make a pallet. But deliver me from one. I stepped on one time. I'd always wanted to sleep on a pallet. And we had company one time and Mama let me put one in the living room. I was so worn out the next day I never wanted to sleep on another one. And an army cart is another one. I went to a house party one time and there were four of us and there was a double bed and a single bed and a cot, and we took turns around, and that cot was terrible. Oh, you want to shut it off?
Yeah.
Oh. Go. I didn't call, so now she wants to take a bath, and she's telling me she's going to take a bath. I've got to quit telling her I'm going to call her back, because she expects me to call back in 10 minutes. Promises.
You say we expect to get a good crop in that field because the soil is very
rich.
Okay, what's another word for rich?
Fertile.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, we have clay, and generally that's good for roses, but. We also just have sandy soil some places by the rivers. There's a sandy soil there. And then we have, I think, just loam, a rich loam soil, but it's not the black loam like they have in Texas.
What's the loam here like?
It's richer. Has more rich soil. And it's a richer soil than a sandy or a clay.
Do they have a kind of land here they call buckshot or gumbo?
A what?
Buckshot or gumbo.
No, we don't have that.
What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream that's good for planting?
The flat land?
Yeah, on either side of a river or...
The beach isn't particularly good for planting.